This is the afternoon update from the Western Producer Markets Desk for Friday, August 29th. Canola futures on the Intercontinental Exchange were still reeling on Friday, following Statistics Canada's report on Thursday and weaker comparable oils. StatCan projected this year's canola crop to total 19.94 million tons, up from 19.24 million last year, and the largest crop in 7 years. Meanwhile, all wheat production was estimated at 35.55 million tons, down from 35.95 million last year. Chicago soy, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were lower. Crude oil was also down, ahead of a meeting by OPEC next week. There will be no trading in Canada and the U.S. on Monday due to Labor Day. The Canadian dollar was up more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. The November canola contract lost $9.30 per ton at $626.40. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat rebounded. The December corn contract was up 10 U.S. cents and a quarter per bushel at 420 and a quarter. The November soybean contract was up 6.5 at 1054 and a half. The December Chicago soft wheat contract was up 5 and a quarter at 534 and a quarter. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 4 at 519 and three quarters. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 4 at 581 and a quarter. With the Western Producer Markets Desk, I'm Adam Pellicciotti. Have a great long weekend.